Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 7th of February, recording at 9:17 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, first the highlights. Stock markets pretty steady again, and there's some awfully impressive performances out there. Spain's IBEX, which has broken up out of at least a 2-month range. Australia, which continues to hit new highs. The HSCEI, that's the Hong Kong H Shares Index, which had accelerated to a high last month and saw quite a decent shakeout, but today it showed the first real evidence of recovery. Kuala Lumpur, India, strong again. So a number of markets are really quite firm. The European markets all closed with moderate gains. IBEX had about the biggest one, up just over 1%. And Wall Street, which started steady but then dipped, rallied towards the close, ending with fractional gains in the Dow, a couple in the S&P, and the better performance in NASDAQ, which had lagged previously. Technology had a reasonably good day on the back of the Cisco earnings and other developments. Okay, government bonds rallied a little bit further in here today, just a smidgen. The U.S. dollar fractionally easier. Here today, I see it's down 2 ticks on the U.S. dollar index. The euro is back at 130.14 as I speak. Now, crude oil had been fairly firm most of the day and then sold off in the last 2 or 3 hours of U.S. trading time. And it's run into resistance near that $60 level for the last 3 days. And this time backed off a little bit more than previously, ending the spot position, spot futures contract, the first futures contract is trading at 57.74. And what else to mention in here? Precious metals. Now, they had some pretty good gains shortly after the U.S. markets open. That was helped by oil. It was helped by a somewhat easier dollar and some bullish comments, one being a report from UBS that I posted or I'm about to post. But as we've seen on the last 3 days, although precious metals have been generally firm, those gains have been paired right back by the close. For instance, the best performer today was platinum, up $8.7. That's in the after hours trading, but it had been $10 higher. And gold actually dipped a little bit. It's currently trading down 145. Silver down 1.5, but basically still steady action overall. Grains and beans quiet. I think soybeans and wheat were up a tad. Okay, let's get back to the stock markets here. There's certainly nothing wrong with the technical action. And we saw, as you know, that slightly longer ranging phase for most indices. The Spanish IBEX is a classic example of that, but holding very steady, very little downside move, and now it's broken up and looks like it's running again. So what I said yesterday, I think we've seen more evidence of today that a number of these markets that had been in these longer ranging patterns. And I have to confess that I was sort of hoping that those ranging patterns would continue for a while longer, or at least not be followed by a very strong surge, because a very strong surge from here will set markets up for another medium-term correction. Well, we know how to deal with that and hopefully how to anticipate it. But life is slightly easier if you get the further range in consolidation without breaking the progression of rising lows, and don't have to worry so much about some sharp reactions in second and third quarters, possibly. But we will see. At the moment, I see no reason to be overly worried at this stage. The action, as I've said, is extremely good, and the factors that would worry me are not causing a problem at the moment. The first one that's likely to, in my guess, is would be the price of oil. But I've said that markets may not pay any attention at all until that gets back up into the mid-60s at the earliest, and oil's just one factor. Meanwhile, the stock markets have got a reasonably firm global economy, still synchronized in a period of GDP growth expansion, to reassure them. And the U.S. slowdown is not as much as most people had forecast. Fortunately, we were always in the soft landing camp, as you probably recall. And I think that U.S. growth, I wouldn't be surprised if it's, well, I expect it to be moderate this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if it picks up a little bit as the year progresses. Okay. So, stock markets, it's run the trends here most definitely. I bought a little bit more Rio in here today. Couldn't resist, really. It's looking so tempting down here and so cheap. And then I saw that surge in BHP today. I bet you can read about that in my comments on that. Government bonds, this steadier action means that we don't have to worry too much about a surge in yields at this stage. It's coming at some point, but perhaps not until most investors are a little bit more certain that the global economy is picking up steam and that the US is not going to cause any problem. Certainly, a shift in thinking in that direction is responsible for the rise that we had seen last month and the month before in the gilt yields, the US Treasury long-dated yields, and then the Eurobund long-dated yields. Again, I don't like those markets. I can't see much more than, or I can't envisage at this stage much more than a technical rally and a little bit of short covering. But my main concern is the possible influence that they might have on stock markets, and it's reasonably benign at this stage. Ditto the dollars action in terms of stock markets. Okay, now as far as crude oil is concerned, this is the first sell-off that we've seen. Again, it's only $1.15 in here, but it's the first thing that could qualify as a minor downward dynamic since that rally from the $50 level occurred, and 60 is a psychological level, just as 50 is. So maybe we see some ranging consolidation. I don't expect the 50 level to be retested, and I do expect higher prices. And I think we'll probably see that before the end of the month. Now, precious metals, as you know, have been generally firm in here today. A lot of two-way trading action in a fairly tight range. It's quite lively action in terms of buying and offsetting buying and selling interests in here. That's probably healthy. If you have a lot of long positions, as I do, if one has a lot of long positions, as I do, one hopes for a surge in these markets. But they're not doing badly at all. And I use the firmness that we saw today as an opportunity to put in a few stops that I had left out previously, and to nudge a few stops up. That greatly increases the risk that if we get more volatility, that I will see some positions stopped out. But so be it. That's happened before, and certainly within the post-June low ranging period during the gradual re ranging recovery that we have been seeing. And I can always jump back in and keep a and build a large position in trending markets, as I have done, but I obviously don't want to be overly exposed in these markets. So I'm feeling fairly comfortable about the positions right now. But as I say, if we see a little bit more volatility, I'll be stopped out of some more positions, and perhaps some of you would as well. But I do feel the way these markets are shaping up is really quite attractive on the charts. I had mentioned before that I felt that the strength of stock markets had stolen some of the bullish thunder from precious metals. In other words, it had drawn people away from precious metals trading into the stock markets. And I did feel that the more rangy action that we were seeing in stock markets had contributed to some of the firmer action in precious metals as people sort of rediscovered them. So that may still be a factor if we get markets continuing to gain pace in here, as we've seen really over the last few days. So that's something that perhaps you want to bear in mind as well. And but I say I'm happy to play both precious metals and the stock markets. I'm really talking about nuances here as much as anything. And grains and beans, I still think they're going to go up, but as I've mentioned repeatedly, seasonally, this is not a time of a lot of news, so the markets can be a little quiet, and that's just what we're seeing. And I think that's industrial metals. They were mostly down in here today. Copper is the one I've really got my eye on at this stage, although I had a foolish zinc position that I retained for too long, but I rolled it forward because I think it was dragged down by the red kite news, and no doubt selling before the red kite news as copper. Copper is down in here today, down 370. It had quite a firm day yesterday, but has backed off that 250 level. But this needs to be watched because I think we're going to see a bear squeeze before too much longer, but clearly not today. And I think that's a wrap. So I'll conclude as usual with all the best to all of you.